WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Just 3 days before Christmas, a woman was lit on fire while sleeping on a New York City subway train, killing her. Police have a person of interest in custody. CBS's Tammy Mutasa reports.
Horrifying moments inside an F train on the New York City subway. NYPD investigators say a woman was set on fire and burned to death. Police say as the train approached the last stop in Brooklyn, the suspect walked up to her, lit her on fire, and stayed on the scene, watching her burn from the train platform.
The FAA is investigating an incident at a drone show in Orlando. WKMG-TV's Emily McLeod.
This video shows what looks like hundreds of drones in a formation lit up red and green for the holidays. You can see several drones falling out of the sky and onto the ground.
Oh, no. I don't think they're supposed to be falling.
The FAA sent us a statement which says, in part, several small drones collided and fell into a crowd during a holiday drone show.
Today and Friday are expected to be the busiest days at U.S. airports this holiday season, according to the TSA. And that's accompanied by bone-chilling temperatures in the Northeast. Some travelers are encountering problems, as CBS's Christian Benavides explains.
Here in West Palm Beach, Florida, the temperatures hit the low 70s, but travelers in other parts of the country are dealing with the extreme cold.
Snow and frigid weather mean treacherous driving in parts of the Midwest and Northeast, and it's also been delaying flights.
We left our house around like 9 exactly, and so it was supposed to be like a 30-minute trip, but it turned into an hour.
The suspect accused of a driving attack on a Christmas market in Germany Friday night was formally charged. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The 50-year-old originally from Saudi Arabia made his first court appearance this weekend. At least 5 people were killed when they were run down by the man driving a BMW Friday. More than 200 hurt, many of them critically.
President-elect Trump spoke at a gathering for young conservatives in Phoenix, his first major rally since he was elected. He targeted the Panama Canal, saying the country is charging too much for the passage of naval ships and should be back in U.S. hands.
The United States is the number one user of the Panama Canal, with over 72% of all transits heading to or from U.S. ports. Think of that. So we built it. We're the ones that use it. They gave it away.
Panama's president pushed back, saying every square meter of the Panama Canal belongs to his country. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
X Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. And welcome to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Also by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Find them in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison, and online at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy Jeffrey James is an award-winning singer-songwriter known for his adventurous world tours and uplifting performances. James launched the Jeffrey James Show in 2013 and has since released 3 studio albums and 2 live albums. A graduate of the University of Wisconsin and known for making films around the world, and in the studio with us tonight, Jeffrey James.
Yay!
Jeffrey, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. It's great to be back with Terry and Jimmy and Rocker with you for the first time. This is great.
For the first time.
Lots of fun. Yeah, I don't think I've interviewed Jeffrey
yet.
Oh,
you're going to love this. I've had the opportunity, but I've been chasing Jeffrey for a while to get him on our show.
You're chasing everybody tonight, Terry.
I am. Like- I do what I got to do. And luckily, Jeffrey said, yes, so here he is. I'm so happy.
You said the
about
last
it.
Time you saw him was like Farm Aid or something
we
like that?
We think that might have been.
I was literally biking around.
And it was pouring rain.
Trying to sell a ticket last minute. And I said, oh, look, in the middle of the parking lot. Hey,
yeah.
T-Bar.
I know. And it was in East Troy at Alpine Valley.
What a great show.
It was amazing. It really was. And I just love that I ran into you there, but it's been too long, so I'm so happy to welcome you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Jeffrey, I just found out that he worked at Monty's Blue Plate for years, which is one of our favorite restaurants on the east side of Madison. But let's get a little backstory. We know about Monty's now. But how did you start playing music? I mean, what has been your journey?
Yeah, so I don't think I've ever told this story before, but funny enough, I was really into basketball and sports in junior high, and injured my ankle pretty bad playing basketball, and my dad had just bought a guitar, so I thought it would be cool to, you know, strum it and play around, and then as a lot of young kids, you just kind of fall in love, and you start trying to learn tabs and covers of your favorite band, and then all of a sudden, I'm jamming with my friends in high school, and then... You know, 2 years later, I'm writing music and playing the talent shows and just kind of getting after it.
What were you listening to? Like, what music were you listening to that you started to play on the guitar?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, those early days. Probably like Jack Johnson. He's always a big inspiration of mine. And I was a big Dave Matthews fan.
Oh, of course.
In high school. And I mean, there's a lot of other music, too.
Did your dad play guitar? Did he end up playing the guitar as well?
You know, it didn't stick with him. Oh, like, no. It stuck for me, funny enough.
Wow.
That dad's guitar became my guitar.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's funny. That's what I suspected.
The guitar did not go to waste.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, my goodness. We mentioned when introducing you that you went to UW. You have kind of a unique degree.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, I'd been touring for 5 years, about 2015 to 2019. I honestly was kind of burnt out, and I said, "What? I need some structure. And it would be cool to finish my bachelor's degree, you know." But I found this program called the Summer Intensive Portuguese Institute, and you know, UW-Madison is amazing. They have dozens of languages, rare languages, every summer for 8 weeks. And I signed up and they let me in as a special student, and I was thrown into deep water. I shouldn't say that. I learned Spanish growing up like a lot of us do, but
yeah.
It was, and I was still touring full time that summer. So I was pulling 60 to 80 hour weeks.
Oh my dear.
And my brain, but it was an amazing experience that led me to get accepted into UW-Madison as a returning adult student in a special program called Badgeretti. So much love to all of them.
Aww.
And here I am.
You've put it kind of all together because you still travel a lot. But then the music is part of your travels. How does that work for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always been a thing. Even before my touring days, I my first trip was to New Zealand and Australia. I just brought a backpack and my guitar. It's actually where I really learned my performing chops, you know, street busking. You really have to, shout out to Sam Ness.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
You really have to, like, learn how to project and just be confident. And it just, that trip was hard, but by the end of it, I was like, I can perform, I think, you know?
Wow. You know, I think for, like, touring, especially busking, Sam Ness could write a book about it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how-to book.
Well, he's been arrested and, you know, exactly. All the crazy things that come along with it.
Have you been arrested?
I have not.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Game here, Jeffrey.
I did run from police in Australia.
Perfect.
Yeah. Which was a funny story. Not run, but just kind of pack up quickly. And kids, there's, like, a school group, and they started rolling coins at me. I just have this memory in Brisbane, Australia. So it's like, do I grab the money or do I run? You know, that's funny. You know, I've never told that story.
That's a great story.
You'll never have press like getting arrested.
Oh,
yeah, that's very true.
Let's do it for fun someday. It'll be fine.
Oh, jeez, you guys.
Tell us about the Jeffrey James Show. I mean, are there other musicians that play with you?
Yeah, the way the show has worked is it's always just been different musicians. I've had different bands all around the world. Like, I probably the longest time was with a band in Hawaii, and they started just kind of, they became like the house band for the festival scene out there. And I was traveling with Maggie Poff and just as a duo for a long time. And then I met the lovely Ethri Fields, who is in Wisconsin here. And she's the longest I've been playing music with another beautiful soul. So we've been playing. I mean, you take COVID out of there, but I mean, if you add it in, it was like we've been playing together for 8 years.
Is she here in Madison?
Yeah, she's or just north of Madison, I think. But her music's based out of Madison, and we finally asked her to be on a studio album with me. So I'm glad to share that she's on the latest project.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Jeffrey James, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight is called $2. Is this dreaming about money or deer?
That's a great question. That's a very Wisconsin question.
It is.
It was either that or Better Off Dead, where I want my $2.
Yeah. Oh, it was a little, I had a dream, actually. I was living in Breckenridge, Colorado. I had a band there, actually, and that was early on, 2014, 2015, and I had this dream. All my favorite musicians were playing on this mountain, and I went up and just started singing with them, and so I woke up and thought, oh, it'd be cool to just, you know, if you're doing it, you're doing it. You know, if they're singing, you can sing, and it just became a throwaway song, and my friend at the time heard it, said, no, I think I was warming up before a show, said, no, you need to play that. It shows is good. I said, is it? And then it kind of became one of the fan favorites, so... very cool. You never know with songs.
That's so great.
And yeah, of course, at the time, being a not a starving artist, but one without money, like, what do you really need, you know? Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to say you were in the mountains and you saw some deer.
Mm. I mean, that'd be cool. That happened a lot as well.
Not for this particular song, but I can't wait to hear it. I don't think I've heard this one before, Jeffrey.
It's a great song. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text your questions right now for Jeffrey in the Civic Media app. You're live in the lair with Jeffrey James Show on Max Inc. Radio. Got a little chord problem here. That's all right. So let's correct that chord problem before we go any further here.
You know, this is live radio, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
We could do a early commercial break or Terry.
Yeah, I'll be ready in 1 second.
All right.
Rocker says he's going to be ready.
Well, I'll give you this. I'll take this opportunity to say, don't forget to check out Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock tonight for After Hours. And you get all the podcasts that we do here on Max Inc. Radio. Online at civicmedia.us. All right, I think we have a new chord. It's Jeffrey James Show live in the lair.
$2, 17 cents is all I need. With you by my side, I'll gladly stand in the cold when it's negative 22 degrees. Please give me some of these. Oh yeah, this is everything you need. It was not enough, it was too much. Yeah, but now you got the perfect dose of what you desire. Leave the body, levitate now above the flames. Tell me now, please think hard. What do you really need? I climbed a mountain. At the top, I met a bear, a guru, and a king. They were all singing to sing. Funny, I was singing the same. Holy song, sing along. And this is everything you need. It was not enough, it was too much, yeah, but now you got the perfect dose and what you desire. Leave the body, levitate now above the flames. Tell me now, please think hard, what do you really need? Oh, yeah.
Shine a light into the darkness. 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 Shine a light. $2.17 is all I need. With you by my side, I'll gladly stand in the cold when it's negative 22 degrees. Please, and get me some of these. Oh yeah, this is everything you need. It was not enough, it was too much, yeah, but now you got the perfect dose.
Very nice. Jeffrey James Show live in the lair.
$2. There it is.
He already gave us our money worth tonight, Jeffrey, for coming in.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. That. It feels good to be here. So really, if you don't know, the view of the State Street out the window is really cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Green Top Bay and everybody listening. We are in the Madison studio this evening.
Jeffrey, you recently toured in Brazil. And the show is famous for making videos around the world. And one of them won Video of the Year for the Madison Music Area Music Awards in 2020. Tell us about traveling the world playing your music. I heard you were playing on a tropical island in Brazil.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to start with the award, $2 is actually the song that won Video of the Year.
Oh.
So yeah, we filmed that in a coffee shop. Well, actually all around in a place called Ubud, in Bali, Indonesia.
Wow.
And funny story for that, it was my first night in Indonesia. I was super jet lag. And I walked down the street and I heard this music coming from like a rooftop. And I followed these stairs up and it was a coffee shop called Kahiyang, which means harmony in their language, overlooking kind of the whole town, the main street. And I just right away, I was like, this is on my street. I'm going to come back tomorrow. And I fixed their guitar with a broken string. And it was the first trip. I left my guitar in Hawaii after tour and said, I'm done. I'm burnt out. I'm going to go on vacation. Of course, I was playing guitar the whole time.
Oh, that is so good.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah.
Befriended a guy from local named Nomad Ang. He goes by and he was like, yeah, I've shot video on National Geographic. I'd love to just shoot a music video for you for free. And, like, literally, that's how it went. And I guess the rest is history now, but
wow.
Yeah, that's the story about Bali. I know, I'd love to get back there. It's just so far away. But Brazil, I had the chance to make it down there. As you know from earlier, if you were listening, I studied Portuguese intensively at UW here and always dreamed of going. And there's this island called Florianopolis, and it takes forever to get there. But they have like 40 to 60 different beaches. It's all like, it's hard to explain because it's a long, skinny island.
Is it a coast?
It's on the Atlantic coast.
Okay.
And it's pretty far from everything, but it's really safe there. It's really beautiful. It's actually an old Azorean fisherman town.
Oh,
so it, like where I stay is like there's guys literally just fishing boats coming in and out and then surfers. Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of reggae artists. It's a big, big reggae scene down there.
Bet.
But yeah. Really music of all kind. And yeah, I met a guy on the street with a nice guitar case. I said, hey, in my broken Portuguese, you know, you're an artist. Like, it's a dream of mine to play a show here. He's like, actually, I feel crazy saying this, but I'm playing a show in 2 days. And the owner asked me who was coming. And I said, oh, I'm bringing a friend, but he didn't know who yet. He just had a strong feeling. No, true story. He had a strong feeling that someone else was going to play with him. And the venue turned out to be one of the coolest venues I've ever played. It's like a wedding venue overlooking the island. And so this guy's name's Mauro Albert, and he happened to be, he's one of the best minutia gypsy jazz guitarists in all of Brazil.
Wow.
And I went back, a year and a half later and just played it, sat in at his jazz residency last month.
What an honor. I mean, and how cool. But sure, it was like a pretty packed show too, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it actually wasn't. But
really?
Just the experience, like, I mean, November's the slow. I was going the slow season on purpose.
Well, it's cheaper.
Yeah,
it's
like, cheaper. Avoid
the tourist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're really good friends to this day. So
that's
When you won your mama in 2020, that was during COVID, of course. Where were you when you found out that you won a mama?
Yeah, I was just sitting at home. I was doing online school. And I was shocked, you know. I was just
learning Portuguese.
I love what Mama does. I just thought maybe I would never win anything, and that was okay. And so I kind of made peace with it. And it was just so cool to be like, wait, whoa. And to tell this guy, I still have Mike Nomad Eng's award in my closet.
Oh.
I just got to go back to Bali.
Were you part of that collaboration with Dana Perry all come out of this?
I regret I did not. She asked me to, and I, you know, I don't have a home studio, but I love that song.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite album by Dana. Yeah.
Wow. I'm just, I guess, enthralled by the idea of you just meeting people. So almost randomly, but yet it's almost like you said about the guy that said, oh, I'll play a show with somebody.
Yeah.
And it happens. It's almost like they're manifesting it, you're manifesting it, and it's happening. I mean, did you ever get scared, or do you just do it? You just go and meet these people and do it.
Such a great question. And immediately I think I thought a lot of times before I leave, especially when I was doing 100 shows a year, 150 shows a year, I say, you know, I felt like I was going to die before I left.
Oh, no.
You know? So, yes, I got scared.
Oh.
But I think it's human when you do long international trips, like, you know, what if something happens, or and some of it's just our mental health as artists, you know, we can be very neurotic. And, absolutely. Even this last trip to Brazil, I'm like, it doesn't make sense to go so far away for just two weeks. I could just go somewhere like, I almost went to San Diego, for example.
But
You know, nowhere's like Florida, not like Floripa, they call it. Nowhere's like Floripa. And just, I have friends there now.
Yeah.
And I have places I go. Just like when you go on vacation every year to, you know, Door County, the owner of your favorite restaurant's happy to see you. And, and it just happens to be for me that's on the other side of the world.
I bet the food is amazing, too.
Oh, man. Best seafood ever.
Wow. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Jeffrey James, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's not yet released,
ooh,
and it's called Already There. Is this where you want to be?
Yeah, it's about, it's that feeling, okay, we all have what we want in life. I want to be, someone wants to be a millionaire. Someone wants to buy that house in their favorite, you know, vacate. I'll make it in life when I do this.
Right.
But what if you wrote a song thinking that you're already there? What would it feel like if I, you know, was living my dream and put that feeling in a song, or at least speak about it, you know, so it can become a little more real. So it's unreleased. I was like, I don't think, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to play this new one. It's dedicated to my good friend, Pesalili.
Excellent.
Let's check it out right now. Already There is the Jeffrey James Show, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It's on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
What if everything worked out just like you dreamed it would? It's time you start thinking that way. Oh, you're by my side on this beautiful day. The water is warm there at my feet. Yes, I can receive all the love I deserve. This life no longer a dream, and I'm already there. And I'm already there. I'm already there, and I'm already there. Oh, oh yeah. Now rising up in this hot air balloon as the sun comes up on this beautiful earth. Not a word spoken, the peace is profound. It's just love all around. No algorithm controlling our minds. We're just taking our time, and I'm already there. And I'm already there. And I'm already there. And I'm already there. Thank you.
I'm already there. And I'm already there. And I'm already there. And I'm already there.
Beautiful song.
I love it.
You know, it's kind of like knowing what you have and just going kind of for it.
I want a video for this song now.
Yeah, I think that would be. Oh. I'm with you.
I could see all these things as you were singing. So that would be my request.
Hopefully, it's on the list.
Can I request the place where you go?
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Iceland. I want to see that video in Iceland.
I have performed in Iceland.
Oh, you have? Where? Yeah.
I did a songwriter round there, and then I did a house show.
Oh, nice.
But Jeffrey, you are incredible. Seriously.
What's the oddest destination you've ever gone to play a show or just to go to experience?
Oh, gosh.
I love travel, so I love this type of question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's such a great question. You know what comes to mind is a house show in Berlin.
Oh.
And it just... It was like what you would maybe American would think about Berlin, you know. It was like some weird neighborhood, and it was all kind of Soviet block houses, and you know, cement buildings. We get in, it's late, and everyone in the house was smoking cigarettes, like chain smoking cigarettes, and they all like gathered around me, and we just sang in the living room for hours. And there's refugees there. I mean, it was a just total one of those. You're on tour, and someone says, "Come over and play."
Yeah.
Come over and sing and jam, and as you're going, you're kind of like, is this safe? Yeah. I mean, like, this guy's cool, right?
Yeah.
You know, you start second guessing yourself.
So we back in Brazil, you were talking about the seafood, which is obvious, but as far as food on the road, because when we travel, we love to eat new food.
Yeah.
Where's the, like, the best dinner that you've had, or Ooh. The best type, or the best type of food?
That's such a great question. You know, I had a band in Hawaii. I spent a lot of time there, and there's traditional Hawaiian food, like pork lau lau, which
spam.
spam.
Oh no!
Spam and eggs, or spam masubi. They sell it 7-Elevens. Yeah, like their snack there is like rice spam wrapped in seaweed.
Spam.
Seriously? Gas station.
Spam popsicles too.
Oh God!
It's like a spam sushi or something. Oh my goodness!
Is Hawaii really like that?
It really is. Yeah, mm-hmm. I believe it's due to the war. It just stuck around out there, and after World War II,
they got addicted to spam.
But wow. I will say the food in Brazil is, you know, eating acai, fresh acai that comes right from the Amazon, is for breakfast every morning with all their tropical fruits like dragon fruits and just having that every morning. And then they have this drink there. It's called Caldo Jicana, which is fresh sugar cane juice.
Oh, wow.
And they take sugar cane and they put it through a pretty hardcore machine with just a piece of lime. And it's so good.
Wow.
It's like candy juice. So
candy juice.
I love it.
Now, you've been just all over the world and you explore these cultures, right? You know, what do you take away from that? What do you see like in common with all these people? Because you've met so many people around the world, but they're all people in the end. What do you take away from all your travels?
Yeah, I think what comes to mind is the owner of that coffee shop in Bali. And you know what? Some of the people with the least material things can not only be more hospitable, but they can give more than anyone else. And I think one thing in common is just kindness, you know. I mean, you show up, you're really an ambassador to your country. And what, you know, people always ask me what I think of the president or this or that wherever I go, and I think it's just interesting that even if you're just out there for fun or on tour, that you're really going to connect with people and you're going to see really what the real world is like.
Yeah.
You're going to get your own download of what's going
yeah.
on, and it totally. Yeah. Like that trip to Indonesia totally changed how I see a lot of things. And I could talk about it forever, but I mean, really just how kind people are. And like, even in Brazil, I got sick and the young woman at the hotel desk, like it was during a carnival and it was sold out hotel and she found a way for me to stay there.
Oh, wow.
And she was like an angel. And I mean, she didn't ask for money. You know, I mean, there was nothing other than just, I want to help this person. And there's good people wherever you go. And,
yeah.
and you know, oftentimes what we see and read is maybe just a kind of isolated places. And maybe that, right. There's really amazing people everywhere. You just got to find them.
Yeah, and you do.
So amazing John Lennon, stories. He said, the more you travel, the less you know.
So true.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Jeffrey fabulous. James, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is part of the Brazil Sessions. It's called Shine.
Oh, he's just going to go play it. I love it. No, it's okay.
Let's hear it. Yeah. We'll talk about it on the backside.
Ooh.
Jeffrey James is live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Excellent.
Well, I hiked into this beach in the heart of Brazil. Then no one was around, so I got out my guitar. And then all at once, all these people gathered round, and I didn't know what to do. So I kept it true between me and you and the ocean too. Why don't you shine like the sun? Why don't you roar like the sea? Come on, stop hiding in your mind and give it a little time. Go on and give it your time.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey James Show live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by the Lazy Wolf Lounge here in Madison. I had dinner the other night. It was fantastic. They got the game day specials going on, too, where the home team scores a touchdown or something like that. You get some free Jello shots. It's pretty cool. Plus, they got bucket specials, jersey raffle, beat raffle, hat, halftime. It all happens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge on game day. Get more information and see the full menu at LazyOafLounge.com. More with Jeffrey James Show next, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action.
Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers.
The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Jimmy K., Rocker, Terry Barr. We got Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock for After Hours. Rob at 10 o'clock. How you doing, Rocker? Everybody okay?
All right, they're into a traveling conversation.
Yeah,
I mean, this has been awesome, just talking about travels and the songs and the people that come out of it. Okay, so this is the strangest thing that I did not know about you. You once pursued a career as a snowboard instructor. Where does this fit into your story?
Oh, that was my first life, I guess.
What? Yeah. And it wasn't like anywhere normal. It was like Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I started teaching at Devil's Head Ski Resort when I was 16.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Devil's Head, here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. My best friend who lived next door to me, shout out to Rick Kingel, the Rickster. We did a trip up to the UP to get our level one. So we got professionally certified. So we were like sought after by a few different places. I did a semester at UW La Crosse, and much to my mother's dismay, I moved out to California, bought a one-way ticket with my best friend, and worked for, Booth Creek. Well, I worked at North Star, but it was bought by Vail. That's how I ended up in Breckenridge, actually. My last year as a professional snowboard instructor, Breck was like my first band, and we were playing like the Gold Mine Saloon. We had a residency at a local bar, and Rick was in the band. He played harmonica. It was just fun.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah, it was just, you just roll with what you have.
The stuff you just don't know about people until you get the chance to ask.
Do you still sport today, or?
My body's ruined.
Okay.
No, it's funny. They all said, you can't jump off of mountains and out of half pipes forever. And you know what? That's true. At least for me.
And then snowboarding took you around the world as well, right?
Absolutely. It's actually how I had a Brazilian client, a whole family who I fell in love with, and they flew me around. And so I started learning Portuguese long before the fact, just to try to, as part of a business, teaching and going out to dinner with them and whatnot. And so, I guess kind of led me to Brazil as well. So, and then I used the framework I had from snowboarding and all my connections between here and Lake Tahoe. So like here in Colorado, Utah, and California. And that's what I built my tours around. So I had friends to stay with, even though I was just playing restaurants or bars or whatever. it just kind of worked out for me.
Wow. That's what they call double dipping right there. And it's perfect.
Yeah, it really is. So where are you going next? Can you tell us or do you know?
I'm working on it, but I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Got it.
You know,
as our
try and book for yourself. You do this on your own. You don't use an agent, right?
No, I do everything by myself. I did have like a friend who kind of acted as an Austrian tour manager for two tours. Shout out to Valerie. And we had a manager for a few tours, Hawaii based, but no, the majority of it's just all been me. So.
Well, you're doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
I'm just so glad. You know, before, as you know, COVID really changed the independent music scene. And just to be able to do it the way we did before, I'm so thankful for that.
It still feels like it's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of new venues, a lot of new musicians.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Jeffrey James, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Cobblestone Streets. It was written in Lisbon, Portugal. What inspired the song?
Yeah, funny enough, I moved there to write the Everywhere album. I gave myself 1 month, and all I got was one song. Here's the Brazil thing again. I met this drummer. He was just playing cajon, busking. And he was like, come on, man, you gotta put more energy into it. Like, really, you know, we're singing on the main promenade for the tourists. And so it started to rain. And it just, that smell of and you're by the ocean, it's cleaning all the cobblestones. And I just started jamming and singing. And it just it turned into a song.
That's outstanding. That's hearing right now.
Yes.
Jeffrey James Show is live in the lair. You can call or text your questions right now, 844-967-2789. Call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. Jeffrey James Show, live in the lair.
Never thought I'd be here in all these years, and I'm singing the sunset into the sea, and it feels right with you by my side. It feels right on the other side of the world tonight, and I like the way the rain cleans these cobblestone streets, and I like the way you hold me close in between the sheets, and I know it's all gonna change. But this is it. This is all we have, and this is it. This is all we need, and it's funny how when you got none, you're all alone, and it's funny how when you find one, they all want some, and there's a rhyme and reason, a perfect time in every season, and you know it can be whatever you want it to, and I like the way the rain cleans these cobblestone streets, and I like the way you hold me close in between the sheets, and I know this is all we have, and this is it. This is all we need. Oh, hey, yeah. like the way the rain cleans these cobblestone streets, and I like the way you hold me close in between the sheets, and I know
yes, Jeffrey James Show, Live in a Layer. I like that song. That was a cool song.
Thank you.
Are you watching when he plays?
Yes.
The smile on his face. It just makes you smile.
As Dana Perry would say, it's my happy place.
It is. And it just radiates out.
Shout out to Dana. Hey, yeah. I'm a big travel buff, and Hawaii is, especially the Big Island, is one of my destination bucket list places I want to go.
Yes.
So does Mrs. K. But it says here you were there and you play a lot of, is it kava bars?
Yeah, kava bars. Kava.
What is kava?
Yeah, kava is it's a root that grows in the ground for 7 years, and they dry it in the sun and they drink it ceremonially and socially in Greater Polynesia, like in Fiji, every day. Hawaii is, it's not as popular.
Is it fermented?
No, it's just a root that's like a powder. You mix it with water,
okay,
and then you drink it out of coconut shells.
Oh.
And the more you drink, the better you feel.
It has a euphoric kind of sense to it, right?
It does. It has a euphoric, and you know, it's kind of similar to alcohol, but you never get drunk or hungover. But
and it's natural.
It makes you more social, and it's really cool. And then in ancient Hawaii, they use it in ceremonies for kings and writing agreements because it's said to be like a truth serum.
Interesting.
Take it for what you will, you know. But so I would tour kava bars, and they were the hangout spots because
I bet
there's not a lot of dancing or clubs or music on Hawaii because you need a special permit. You need a permit to have people even allowed to dance and like Maui County. And I'm not sure about how all that's changed, but what works there is they just have kava bars like open air. And you put in a big coconut, like a big carrier, and then everyone just serves it. And it really is great with music.
Is there any kava bars here in Madison or around the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, so the first one ever opened up in Madison, actually. And it's in the process of moving. But yeah, it's called Rooted Insanity. And I was the music coordinator there this summer. And that's where I met my friend Pesalili from Tonga. And his dad grows kava. And I was like, no way. I used to tour kava bars in Hawaii, and no one knows what that is. And so we're like best friends now. And yeah, that's what I wrote already there at the kava bar. So
I got to find that place and try
it. It's right over on Atwood right now.
Have you
tried
it?
At the corner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were over there. Is it Hannah?
Yeah. Hannah's owner. She's great.
And we had some kava. It was interesting. It's like a sort of coffee-like maybe.
Huh.
Yeah. It doesn't taste the greatest, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's in the pepper family, so it kind of numbs your tongue and mouth. Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay.
Way to sell it, Jeff.
We're still going to all try it.
Man. I don't know what to say.
Oh, man, that's funny. Okay. So you are making an appearance coming up, right?
Yes.
Cargo Coffee East in Madison. Ethree Fields is playing with.
She's in an open, and she's in a play with me.
That's great. Okay. But this isn't until Friday, February 28th. So everybody write it down, save the date. And again, at Cargo Coffee East in Madison. What is that show going to be like?
Honestly, playing with Ethree is just magical. We've been doing it for 8 years, and she actually learned all the parts to all my songs. And so now she sings harmonies. She sings all the harmonies, like on Cobblestone Streets and Two Bucks, all the songs, and plays violin. And I call her a human sparkler. She's just one of those.
I love that.
She's just a light ray. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. And, and lucky enough that she's put up with me through the years. And it's such a great place to play because Dana and German are on the soundboard, and it feels like going home. It feels like you feel comfortable there. And I think that's so precious for us musicians because that's gotten a lot harder.
Dana and Jeremy have done a wonderful work there at Cargo Coffee, supporting the local music scene. Hey, let's get back to some live music here with Jeffrey James Show.
And note the name of the song since you just sort of mentioned it.
Home Again. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, this is a song that kind of kicked things off for me. When I put the music video out, some of it was filmed here on State Street. And just like, it was crazy. Hanging out of the back of the car, skateboarded through downtown Madison, and we had fire spinners on the on James Madison and drones, and it just kind of was a video that allowed me to get to tour a lot of places. Just send it out. Okay, this guy's legit, I guess, you know. We'll give him a shot, you know.
You are brave.
Was there a video for this song?
Yeah, there is.
I thought so.
Yeah. And, you know, it's hard this week because of the tragedy, you know, that happened in Madison. And we had a mass shooting here. And I just want to dedicate it to all the families and innocent lives, you know, impacted by that. And just sending, you know, love out for them and thinking of them in this hard time. And
That's beautiful.
We all are. And thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey James Show is live in the lair. This song is called Home Again.
Live
in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
And we're going to look up this video too and share it.
It's a great video.
Open roads and broken hearts, I've seen the unseen and I don't know where to start. I felt this pain, watched people go insane, felt my roots so deep down in the ground. And they say, we grow apart. And I know now, when love is from your heart, it only grows stronger. These days grow longer. I'm waiting for the sun to set down. Stand my bare feet on the ground. I am. I'm home again. I'm home again. Ooh, I'm home again. We got leaks on both sides. Got friends throwing high fives. No walls built too high. My capital's not too divide. Walking down State Street, feeling love in the sunset. Arms around me, baby. Heaven, bliss is all we need. And they say, we grow apart. And I know now, when love is from your heart, it only grows strong. I'm home again. I'm home again. Ooh, I'm home again. Home again. Hey, yeah. I'm home again. And they say, smash what they say. No. Home again, I'm home again, hey, yeah. I'm home again, home again, ooh, I'm home again, welcome home, welcome home.
Ugh. All right, hey. Why don't we just keep you right over here and jam right into the next tune? We're kind of coming up on the end here. It's called Walk Through.
No,
this
we don't
is Jeffrey James.
That was a lovely song.
Yeah, thank you. We didn't talk a lot about the new album, but it's called Walk Through and features Ethri Fields. And this is the title track on it.
I've been traveling for far too long. The body can't keep up with the mind and soul in time and time again. I fall back down. Where to begin? Well, the brighter the light or the darker the shadow. Heaven, gonna walk through hell, and the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah. If you've been struggling or feeling down, I know this too shall pass. 'Cause it cannot last. For a flower can grow in soil that's dead. So uproot yourself and make peace in your head. The brighter the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. And the brighter the light of the dark of the shadow.
Jeffrey James live in the lair. Such a great job, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you.
Woo-hoo!
What's your website, man?
Quickly.
TheJeffreyJamesShow.com.
Yes. Yeah.
After Hours, Rob Roberts next on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball, stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Wendy Gillette. There was a terrifying attack this morning on a New York City subway train just days before Christmas.
The NYPD says it's taken into custody a man from Guatemala in the death of a woman who may have fallen asleep on the subway before being lit on fire by the man she did not know.
The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says photos of the suspect went out within hours.
Three high school age New Yorkers called 911 to say that they recognized the suspect.
She says the man had a lighter in his pocket when he was taken into custody. Matt Piper,